mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 3. Now, Alhamdulillah, we're on this amazing and magnificent journey in the life of Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But let me start with a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said that whoever recites Durood-e Paak upon me 100 times a day, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 in the hereafter, and 30 in this world. Now imagine when you get up in the morning, when you pray your Fajr Salah, just a few minutes, recite Durood-e Paak 100 times, maybe it takes you 3 or 4 minutes, but during the day we all have needs, and now you have put those needs in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and said, Ya Allah, for the beloved Habib, by the blessings of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we ask you to fulfill our needs. And Alhamdulillah, then during the day, wherever you will go, you will be successful. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, we were on this magnificent journey in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. And you will remember that we'd got to the conquest of Makkah and how in entire history of the populations and rules and dynasties and the earth and human beings, this was a conquest like no other. The beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal was going to take the city which had persecuted the Muslims. Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to migrate, and now these people were at his mercy. But you will remember that the mercy to the worlds came in and forgave everybody. Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pardoned people, and even to the extent that gave respect and honor to those who had opposed Islam by saying, whoever goes into the house of Abu Sufyan, he will be protected today as well, and other people's houses as well. This was the mercy to the world. The people of Makkah were mesmerized by this mercy. And you remember how they said, you know, you should deal with us as Yusuf alayhi salam dealt with his brothers. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exceeded that. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed so much love and affection that these people started to come into the fold of Islam. Today, we're going to continue from there. But before we do, we're going to go to our kalam. Inshallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Le raza, sab chale madine ko, main na jau are, خدا نہ کرے جان و دل ہو شوخرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے دے بھر دے میرے داتا میری جھولی بھر دے بھر دے بھر دے میرے داتا میری جھولی بھر دے اب نہ رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے والے اب نہ رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے والے پھر تمنا زیارت نے کیا دل بے چین تمنا زیارت نے کیا دل چین پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے والے پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے لکھ دے لکھ دے میری قسمت میں مدینہ لکھ دے لکھ دے لکھ دے میری قسمت میں مدینہ لکھ دے تیری ملک قلم دان مدینے والے ہے تیری ملک قلم دان مدینے والے حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا پشیمان مدینے والے ہو گناہوں پہ پشیمان مدینے والے تیرا در جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں میرے آقا سلطان مدینے والے والے میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے پکارے بے دم سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے پکارے بے دم یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے
Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam. We're going to go to our main segment, inshallah, and this amazing journey that we're on into the life of the mercy to the worlds. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds.
So, alhamdulillah, Aka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came into Makkatul Mukarramah. And they were riding on a camel. He didn't enter sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like any other conqueror. No. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their head lowered, a humility, and in the court of Allah azza wa jal, constantly reciting and thanking Allah azza wa jal. And whoever came in the way, they were pardoned and mercy was given to all. These were the very people who had persecuted the Muslims, had persecuted Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the very streets where, you know, the likes of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala had been dragged. These were the very streets where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been attacked. And not only were they the very streets, they were the very same people as well. And yet, look at the mercy to the world, subhanallah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in, humility, and pardoned everybody. Can you imagine the people, the fear of the people of Makkah when the Muslim army came? And their relief when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them all. It was a sight that the world had never seen. The poet says, the eyes of the people, this striking scene until eternity will witness the glory of, and we have raised your remembrance, will they behold. Wa rafa'na laka zikrak. Subhanallah. This was the amazing quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the fame of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the grand stature of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even in this situation, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only humble and thanking Allah azza wa jal, but also merciful to the creation of Allah azza wa jal. So, on seeing this mercy, this clemency, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown towards the Quraysh, the people of Makkah were baffled. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Makkah for a few days. And once they'd stayed, you remember where we ended the last silsila. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had arrived back in the land that they were born in, back to the city that they spent their life in, the Ansar of Makkah started to worry. And their worry was not for material worldly gains. Their worry was that now the beloved Habib has come to Makkah. This is the city that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in. This is the city that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up in. This was the city that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved and cherished. And this is the city that now the beloved Habib had conquered. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to stay in Makkah. They became anxious. They became upset. They became worried. They even cried, thinking this was it. Their connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to take a new twist, because Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would move back from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarramah. But the best of creation, the mercy to the world, said no. No. My life from here and after and my demise will be with you Ansar from Medina. And can you imagine how ecstatic they were? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had given them the most joyous news that they could ever hear. They were so pleased that they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we didn't fear anything out of love for you. We cannot bear the thought of being separated from you. We cannot even imagine life without you. And therefore, this is true reassurance to us. Then they go to the Kaaba. They're all around the Kaaba. And then it's time for Salah. Now, an amazing scene. The Muslims are around the Kaaba. The city has been conquered. There are hundreds of people there. The Kuffar of Makkah have climbed onto the hills and are looking on from there. And it's time for the call to prayer. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is another element, the scholars write, of the amazing mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the amazing justice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the amazing vision of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see exactly who deserves what at what time. And you know, this is the city has been conquered. The likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the likes of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the likes of Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, are all there. It's time for azan. But who does Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instruct to do azan? The one person who was persecuted the most in Makkah. The one who was dragged in the streets of Makkah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt he was most deserving. So Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bilal, you will give the azan today. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where shall I stand to give azan? And the command comes, climb on top of the Kaaba. Stand on top of the Kaaba and give azan. Subhanallah. So the time for Salah arrives. The scene of the Muslims praying in Haram-e-Pak, in the Mataf of the Kaaba. Wow, that would have been amazing. Now upon seeing this, some of the Kuffar that who hadn't accepted Islam yet, they started to say, this is the worst day of our lives. There is no point in living now. We cannot have any life after this. The Muslims have taken over the Kaaba. But after Salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on an elevated place in the shadow of Mount Safa. Here, the people flocked to him, the people of Makkah, and swore their oath of allegiance to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a scene that would have been. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, the mother of the believers, says that the women came as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took oaths from them, but never touched a woman's hand. They took an oath from a distance and accepted their pledge of allegiance in the court of Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst those women who came to pledge their allegiance was Hind bint Utba ibn Rabi. This was the wife of Abu Sufyan and the mother of the great Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was the very Hind you will remember in the Battle of Uhud. She mutilated the body of Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that she ripped open the liver and chewed it and made necklaces of the ear and nose and eyes. Allahu Akbar. And yet still, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy to the world, forgave her. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted her bayah, and she spoke boldly with the Messenger of Allah. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, swear that you will not associate any partners with Allah. She replied, you did not ask any other men to undertake this. Nonetheless, I accept this condition. The Messenger of Allah said, nor will you steal.
She replied, I do not take from anybody's wealth. I take from my wealth of my husband without him knowing. I am unaware whether this is permissible or not. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not slay your children, i.e. newborns. Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and she replied, we raised our children until they became adults, but then you killed them in Badr. Now this is between you and them. She then accepted Islam. And the scholars write that in the early days of Islam, they may have been new to Islam, and they may have not been as strong, but it was clear that as time went on, their faith, that of Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Hindar, that became strong, and they became true believers in Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they perfected their iman. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that Sayyidina Hind bint Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anha once came to the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla and said, O Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, there was no family on the surface of the earth that I wished to be humiliated more than your family. But today there is no family on the earth that I wish to see more honored more than your family. Subhanallah. Abu Sufyan, he thinks in his mind, I wish to gather an army to attack you once more. He thinks this in his mind. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him, because Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is blessed with knowledge by Allah azza wa jalla of what he was thinking. Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came over to him, tapped his chest and said, if you do so, Allah shall disgrace you. Sayyidina Abu Sufyan then repented and said, I now have firm conviction that you are the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, as you are even aware of the thoughts of my heart. Subhanallah. And as Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu al-Aliyah says all the time on Madni Channel and Madni Muzakras, Har Sahabi Ye Nabi Jannati Jannati, that every companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without doubt is destined for paradise. Subhanallah. So then Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clears the Kaaba of all the idols. They'd even etched on pictures of idols on the walls of the Kaaba. Those are erased as well. And Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, with the help of Sayyidina Ali, removes all the idols in the high places in the Kaaba, and the Kaaba is totally cleansed of this. Then the instruction is given to destroy all these idols. And the battalions are sent to the suburbs of Makkah to cleanse Makkah and Haram-e-Pak of all idols in the surrounding areas. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there to put an end to shirk, put an end to idol worship, and so all traces of paganism were taken away in the conquest of Makkah, and Makkah was purified. There were some criminals who had committed some grave offenses, and they were taken to task. And then there were some who fled. Ikrama Abi Jahl, the son of Abu Jahl, he fled from Makkah. He went to Yemen, and while his wife stayed, she accepted Islam. She came to the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she asked for a pardon for her husband. Now this was the son of the greatest enemy of Islam and the greatest enemy of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he too had done a lot against Islam. But when his wife asked for pardon, then Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted this. She then took this, it was received by Ikrama, who was amazed to hear that Muhammad sallallahu, his words were, has Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really forgiven me? And on that day he must have understood the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He embraced Islam and returned to Makkah with his wife. The Messenger of Allah was so elated upon seeing him that Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and rushed towards him, so much so that the blessed mantle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell off their blessed shoulders. Hazrat Sayyidina Ikrama pledged his oath of allegiance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were many others like it. There was Safwan ibn Umayyah, son of Umayyah bin Khalf, who was an enemy of Islam. And yet Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed people to intercede for him and forgave these people. And then Veshi, this was the person who had martyred Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the battlefield of Uhud. This was one of the greatest moments that hurt Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart mubarak was pierced by the death of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, because he was very close to his uncle. And yet, even when Hamza, when Rashi came to the court of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aka Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. Can you imagine that? That the uncle that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved so much, and Veshi killed him, but yet he wanted to repent and come into the fold of Islam. And this amazing, amazing Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, this mercy to the world, even forgave him. SubhanAllah. During the Khilafah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Hazrat Veshi fought a battle against Musalama Kazzab, the false prophet. And Hazrat Veshi radiallahu ta'ala was the one who killed him. And then he came back and he said, I had martyred one of the noblest people, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, during the period of ignorance, and killed one of the worst of them, Musalma, as a Muslim. SubhanAllah. Now came the time for the governance of Makkah. And Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed the governor of Makkah. He arranged for maintaining law and order. He then set up the systems, and Aka Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam basically set up the normal system so people could go back to their normal lives. This was a conquest that the world had never seen. You get to keep your sanctity, you get to preserve your honor, you get to keep your houses, you get to carry on, you get to keep your businesses, you get to carry on with everything. And so nothing changes. The only change was that now Makkah was full of Islam. SubhanAllah. There is a difference of opinion as to how long Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent in Makkatul Mukarramah. Some say 17, some say 18, some say 19 days. And to reconcile these, some of the scholars write that Aka Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled to the outskirts of Makkah and then went from there. So it may be that in the center of Makkah, Aka Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 17 days, but may have spent one or two extra days on the outskirts of Makkah, bringing the people into the fold of Islam. But what had happened now is, after the conquest of Makkah, tribes started to come into Islam, and they had a different way of looking at things, a different thought process. They thought that Allah Azza wa Jal will never let the Kaaba fall into the wrong hands, and therefore if this Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken over, he must be the true Prophet and Islam must be the true religion. And so tribes came along and people started to enter the fold of Islam, and Islam started to spread. But there were some who weren't happy, and they decided, we're not going to join Islam. In fact, they concocted a conspiracy to come and attack Makkah. They wanted to put an end to Islam, and they were incredibly skilled people. They were very good in warfare, and they were convinced that they wanted to take over Makkah. And for this reason, they decided, let's launch a decisive, preemptive strike on the Muslims while they are present in Makkah. So upon receiving news of this, Aka Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a companion to go and ascertain the truth and to gather intelligence. He, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reported back that the two tribes had gathered all their people, and amongst them there were a lot of warriors, and that they were ready to attack Makkah. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that they'd even brought their women, children, and rides out into the desert, because they did not want their men running off. So they knew that if their women and tribes were there and everybody was on the battlefield with the women at the back, then the men would continue to fight, knowing that they couldn't just run off. So this was something that they tactically used. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared an army of 12,000. 10,000 consisted of the Ansar and Muhajirun, 2,000 were new Muslims. Now, this was very interesting, because when they all descended on the battlefield, you had an army of 12,000. And upon seeing this army of 12,000, the army itself became quite proud. They thought, who can defeat us today? Look at how amazing we are. We are Muslims, we've got an army of 12,000, and we can go ahead. And a very great lesson was learned that day. Their pride in their numbers was there, but Allah Azza wa Jal was not pleased with their pride in numbers. It was Allah Azza wa Jal who gives victory. And so Allah Azza wa Jal turned things initially upon the Muslims. The 2,000 Muslims that were new, when the charge was made by the opposing army, the new Muslims felt threatened and they started to run away. When they ran away, the picture of the battlefield changed. It caused confusion. Some of the Ansar and Muhajirun fell by the flanks. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some of the strongest warriors of Islam stood there and they faced the battlefield. But the Muslims were now in a difficult situation. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out, "I am the Prophet and this is not a lie. And I am the son of Abdul Muttalib." And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O assembly of the Ansar, O assembly of the Muhajirun," because these people had moved to the sides. They'd kind of moved away because of the attack that was coming in. Upon this, Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a man of big stature, he called out and he had a very strong voice and he called everybody back. So in the initial attack, the Muslims suffered, were scattered and they started to suffer. But then the Muslims stood strong and then the Ansar and the Muhajirun came back into the flanks and then attacked, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave them victory. This was mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah Tawbah. "And on that day of Hunain, when you had boasted on your multitude, it availed you nothing, and the land being so vast became straitened to you. Then you turned your backs retreating. Then Allah sent down His calm upon His messenger and upon Muslims. And He sent down the host to that you did not see and chastised the infidels. And this is the punishment of the rejectors." So Allah Azza wa Jal helped the Muslims. And alhamdulillah, the disbelievers fled the battlefield. The protection forts of Autas and Taif were close. So when they fled into these other cities that were close by. The Muslims gave chase. Then there were battles there as well. Eventually, Taif, and this was the city you'll remember, where Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the leaders and invited them to Islam, gave them the beautiful, beautiful teachings of the Quran and gave them the beautiful teachings of Islam. They rejected this, but not only did they reject it, Nauzubillah, they stoned the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the city where Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nalain Mubarak, the blessed sandals of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became full of blood. This was the city where the Hazrat Jibril Amin descended and the angel of the mountains descended. And the Hazrat Jibril Amin said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has given you the power. The angel of the mountains is here. If you give command, Allah Azza wa Jal will close these mountains on these people." And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said then, the vision of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazing. Said, "No, even if they don't accept Islam, maybe somebody in their progeny will and their future generations will." And during the siege of Taif, two tents were pitched for the two wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidina Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu. This was the amazing place, and that masjid still exists. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray in the tents that were there, and alhamdulillah, then the people of Bani Thaqif embraced Islam. They constructed a masjid on that very spot in the love and the memory of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Battle of Taif, the scholars write that a lot of idols were destroyed, and Makkah and the surrounding areas and Taif was ridden of idols, and everybody turned towards the Creator and the one and only Allah Azza wa Jal, and in following the beautiful, beautiful, blessed Habib. I mean, we say we follow the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we're blessed. Can you imagine those who followed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, how fortunate were these people. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made supplications, dua for these people, and they entered Islam in hundreds, subhanallah. Now, Islam had conquered all these lands. The spoils of war came in. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded, after lifting the siege of Taif, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded to Jirana, where a large amount of war booty had been gathered. So everything that had been gathered. And the scholars write, there were about 24,000 camels, 40,000 sheep, a large amount of silver, 6,000 prisoners of war. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in concerning the prisoners of war, the Messenger of Allah instructed that time be given to the relatives to come to release them. However, when nobody appeared, he directed for the war booty to be distributed. The leaders of Makkah and its surrounding areas who had recently embraced Islam. So these people who were new to Islam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them generously and very mercifully and benevolently. Those who had been given generous amounts of war booty from the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, their faith became strengthened. They fortified their faith. Concerning this, then some youngsters from the Ansar were looking upon this saying, these are new Muslims. We have done so much for Islam, and yet they seem to be getting more from us. And at this, you know, the atmosphere changed. And, you know, some of the youth said, when are we going to get, we're the ones who are fighting. But yet, when it comes to war booty, they seem to be getting a major share of it. News reaches Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that some people from the Ansar are displeased. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Ansar and say, O Ansar, have you said such a thing? They replied, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, none of our leaders have said this, though some youth definitely have. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Ansar. Is it not true that you were misguided, but Allah guided you to the truth through me? You were disunited and enemies of each other, and Allah united you and reconciled your hearts through me. You were indigent and impoverished, but Allah granted you prosperity and enriched you through me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reminding them, remember your state. You were the people of Medina, but you'd been fighting wars for hundreds of years. You were killing each other. It was Islam and the mercy to the worlds that has taken you out of the darkness and ignorance and brought you into the light of Islam. The Ansar listened attentively to every word that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And they said, verily, the grace and favor of Allah and His Messenger is immense upon us. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ansar, will you not give me any response? They replied, what response can we give? And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you could have said, and in saying so, you would have been speaking the truth. And you could have said, O Messenger of Allah, you came to us when you were belied, and we accepted your message when you were rejected, and we believed in you. You were forsaken and abandoned, and we assisted you. You were evicted, and we gave you shelter. And indeed, we gave you our bounties until your need was fulfilled. But no. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, they were all crying. They said, it is we who owe you gratitude. We owe gratitude to Allah and His Messenger. We have not done no favors upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were honored and privileged to be those people that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the reason the worlds were created, that hasti, that personality had come to us. How lucky were we? We are not going to say that we did any favors to Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, it was Allah and His Habib who did a favor to us. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked if they would answer the question posed to them. O Ansar, are you not pleased and content with the fact that while people return to their homes with spoils of war, that you will return to Medina with the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal? Are you not pleased with that? At this, the Ansar couldn't bear it anymore. They said, yes, we are the luckiest people in the world. They might be taking camels and they might be taking silver and gold and everything else, but that is nothing. We are taking the most precious jewel in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are taking the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal with us. What could be greater than that? Subhanallah. By Allah, the blessing that you shall take with you in the form of the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal are far greater in value than what they have been given. The Ansar could not hold back their tears. They wept until their beards were soaked, saying, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are happy and content with you. We only desire Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah then explained that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had granted a greater share of the war booty to the new Muslims of Makkah, not because they were more deserving of it, but that because they had recently accepted Islam and he wanted them to gain greater love for Islam and to fortify their faith. Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, "We were not for the hijrah. I would have been one of the Ansar, and if the people took a route through a valley or a mountain pass while the Ansar took another, I would follow the one taken by Ansar." Now, it came to the prisoners. You know, today we have prisoners' rights. Today we have a system of dealing with prisoners. But at that time, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam introduced all these things. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was approached by the chief of Banu Sa'd and a few other respectable members of the tribe who requested for prisoners to be freed. Zuhaira delivered a very charismatic speech, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very impressed with what he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. "We waited a long time for you people to come and receive your family members, but you did not do so. Nevertheless, I have freed all captives that I have received. With regards to the remainder of the captives, you should present your request to the Muslims at the time of gathering of congregational prayers." At Salah time, they presented it and they appealed in the court of the Muslims. And again, what can you imagine? As a result of this, 6,000 captives of war were immediately released. If this isn't mercy, then tell me what is. It is narrated in Sahih Bukhari that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited 10 days for the arrival of the delegation of the tribe of Hawazin, and only then did he instruct for the war booty and the prisoners to be distributed. Subhanallah. Now, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal is in control of Makkatul Mukarramah. But this isn't a control like any other. This is a control that the world had never seen. This is a control full of mercy, full of affection, full of love to the people of Makkah. And their reaction, unbelievable. They couldn't believe what was happening. And they were coming into the fold of Islam in great numbers. The Messenger of Allah asked the Hawazin tribe as to the whereabouts of Malik ibn Auf, to which they replied that he was in Taif. He then instructed that inform him that if he embraces Islam, I shall restore him and all his family members and his wealth and give him 100 camels. When the message was received, he presented himself in the court of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He embraced Islam and Allah's messenger fulfilled his promise. Look at this. Even the enemies are invited. Come to me, I'll forgive you. The lofty character of the Messenger of Allah impressed these people so much that they then started to praise Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, "I have not seen nor heard anyone the likeness of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the entirety of mankind. He grants great wealth, fulfills his promises, and can tell you of tomorrow's events whenever you desire." He was testifying to the power and the knowledge of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is upon hearing this that Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became immensely pleased with him and supplicated for his prosperity. Subhanallah. Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then, from the point of Jirana, endowed the ihram, put on the ihram, and then proceeded to Makkah to perform Umrah, returning to Al-Madinah after its completion in the month of Dhul Qa'dah, 8 Hijri, subhanallah. And the people of Medina received the best of creation and they were elevated because they knew now that even though Makkah had been conquered, even though Islam had been set, even though the Kaaba was there and the prayers would be facing that direction, they had the jewel of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And for eternity, Medina would now become the center of the universe. Because why? Because the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Habib, the best of creation, the mercy to the worlds was there. Other events in 8th Hijri. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim, the beloved son of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, born from Hazrat Sayyidina Maria Qibtiyya, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had great love and affection for him. He lived for approximately 1.5 years. Incidentally, that a solar eclipse occurred on the day that he passed away. And the people believed that this was an occurrence on the death of this noble person. So they started to say that because he was such a great person, because he was the child and son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is why this has happened. We've got a solar eclipse, and this was something that the but Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said no. And this wasn't that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dispelled this pagan belief. And he said that neither the sun or the moon eclipse on the birth or death of anybody. Rather, Allah casts fear into his creation due to it. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then performed Salatul Khusuf, the eclipse prayer, with congregation. In this year, 8th Hijri, Sayyidina Zainab, the daughter of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away. This is the important thing to remember. All the way through all these difficult times, Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faced great difficulty. Children passing away, you know, son passing away, daughter passing away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just bore it and showed the world how to be patient in these difficult times. Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala advised her husband Sayyidina Ali to marry Sayyidina Umama after her demise. And hence, on the wish of Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Ali married her. Due to a shortage of grain, this is the same year, 8th Hijri, due to a shortage of grain in Al-Madinatul Munawwara during this year, the price increased significantly. Therefore, the companions requested that the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal to fix the price for it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to control the price of grain and for food stock in Medina, saying, verily, it is only Allah who determines the price of food. It is He who is the withholder and extender, the provider and the sustainer. And in this way, subhanallah, the 8th year of Hijrah came to an end. Muslims were now dominating the Arabian Peninsula, and Islam was spreading throughout the Middle East. Subhanallah. Viewers of Madni Channel, we're on this amazing journey in the life of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, we will continue from there next week. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi.